This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Arguably the best thing about the World Economic Forum in Davos is that so many heavy hitters are gathered in one place for so short a period of time that pretty much every day something of note gets said. Today, it was David Solomon, the CEO of Goldman Sachs, who told CNBC that starting this year, Goldman's not going to help take any companies public unless those companies have at least one diverse board candidate with, Solomon said, a focus on women. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more on efforts to diversify the boardroom.
A company's board of directors oversees big strategy decisions. So having a diversity of perspectives in the room matters, says Aaron Essenmacher with the National Association of Corporate Directors.
If you're not thinking differently about who's sitting around the table, then you're probably not thinking differently about other big questions that can really hurt your business.
Goldman Sachs CEO said firms with at least one woman on the board perform better. And while academic research on the issue has been inconclusive, the move of such a major player could change the calculus of many companies, says Allison Elias at the Wharton School of Business.
I think that this Goldman decision is symbolic of the strength of the business case and the belief people have in it.
Only about a quarter of board seats at Fortune 500 companies are currently held by women, but things have slowly started to change in recent years, says Lee Hansen, a vice president at executive search firm Heidrick & Struggles.
The market is clearly demanding. It is the overriding thing we are being asked for in boards.
Women and other underrepresented groups still face many challenges in being appointed to boards, says Elisa Norris, with Women Corporate Directors. Board nominees are often expected to have CEO or previous board experience.
So there's fewer women with the board experience when you think about the pool.
She hopes moves like Goldman Sachs can help turn that vicious cycle into a more virtuous one. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.